You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Okay, it is a Women of Wagertainment Wednesday, so you know what that means.
Here to lay down the law.
Very grateful to you, Constable.
Thank you, Constable.
With her favorite picks for today.
Here's Clark. She fires and goes!
It's Kate Constable.
And may the Schwartz be with you.
Here we go. She is the host of The Better Angle, Saturdays from 4 to 7 in the East. You can see her all over the BetQL network. It is our friend Kate Constable. Kate, good morning to you. What did you think? I don't want to pile on Clay Thompson.
Oh, you have to talk about it, man. It's mind-blowing that happened.
The guy went over. What did you think when you saw, I don't know if you watched it or I did not stay up to finish watching this game.
It wasn't worth it.
But when I woke up, I was like, what? No. What did you think when you saw that Klay Thompson went over last night?
Hi, guys. I did not stay up to watch this game either. I was in bed before halftime. But I did. The very first thing I did when I got up this morning was check the score. I saw the Warriors lost. Bummer for the Warriors. I didn't look at the box score quite yet. You know, I had to go get my coffee, do my New York Times Wordle, the collections game, right? Those are my first two things every morning. And then I went on Twitter. And I see everyone talking about Klay Thompson. I'm like, oh, crap. You know, Klay had a bad game last night. Go to the box score then and look at everything. Like, holy cow. Talk about the worst time to have your worst performance of the season. Going over in a game like this, an elimination game, and not like this is like game one of a seven-game series where, again, like you guys just talked about, he can come back and redeem himself. No, this is it. And who knows if the Warriors will bring him back. Unrestricted free agent. You would think they would offer him a little less, like you just mentioned, Jenks, but there's a good possibility that he's not in a Warriors uniform next year. If that was his last game in a Warriors uniform, like you almost hope the front office is just like, come back, play one more game for us, then we'll maybe look to deal you or something like that, because you can't go out that way. That is worst case scenario, and I feel bad for the guy. He probably had a very slow boat ride home across the bay last night, just crying to himself. That's what I would have done.
Where's my car? No. You get the boat.
I forgot. Clay. That's
you're taking the boat.
That took me a second. I was like, "That's right. He does ride that boat." That is a good pull, Kate. That is. I've got a visual of him crying on a boat right now, and it actually makes me very, very sad thinking of poor Klay Thompson crying. Yeah, I mean, if that's the way that the current construction of that Warriors roster, nobody looks at them as a title contender anymore. It just feels like a whimper with that dynasty the way that it ended. The Lakers did move on last night in an earlier game. I mean, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and then you even had D'Angelo Russell again, like playing really much better than what we saw in a lot of the playoffs last year. But now they got the Denver Nuggets. That series, like the Lakers to me have been underachieving all year, and it's frustrating because I see a lot of talent there. Besides LeBron and Anthony Davis, I think the roster is actually relatively well constructed. They had a good offseason bringing back a lot of the guys that contributed and helped them get to the Western Conference Finals. But the Lakers have lost their last eight games against Denver, including that sweep last year in the Western Conference Finals. Again, like, this to me feels like maybe a five-game series at bet. I think Denver's just going to run them off the court. Where are you?
I'm totally with you right there, Nick. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you mentioned it. They haven't won a game against the Nuggets in the last, 2 years? Mm-hmm. They went swept in last year's Western Conference final, 0-3 against them this year. So I guess that's, you know, 0-7 within the last year, 2-2 against them in the 2022-23 season. It's just a bad matchup. And that's why so many people yesterday prior to the Lakers-Pelicans game were talking about, should the Lakers punt this game and risk it playing in the second play-in game just so they don't have to face the Nuggets in the first round? Because that's kind of been just a death sentence for Los Angeles. And as good as LeBron James has been in the postseason, in these types of, you know, big time games like last night against the Pelicans, and you mentioned the other players that have stepped up, it's just a bad matchup for LA going against Denver. So I'm with you. I think that this is going to be a quick series, series spread. I would take, you know, I would take Denver -2.5 on the series. It's still not like a great price, +145. Any other series, a team winning -2.5 on the series, you're getting a much better number. But that just kind of goes to show how, you know, poor of a matchup this is for the Lakers. I think the Nuggets handle this one without a problem.
Chatting with Kate Constable. She is host of The Better Angle. Check it out each Saturday from 4 to 7 in the East. Also, she's on X at Kate Constable. All right. Let's go with Suns and Wolves here. And Phoenix is a team that the futures market has been really high on for the majority of the season, but they haven't been healthy a whole lot. They're healthy now. Is this a time to bet on Phoenix, or do you go with the plus money in Minnesota?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I've always thought they were a little overvalued in the futures market this year, but I mean, the market is pricing them that way throughout the season for a reason. When they're healthy, Phoenix has been great, and they've been healthy down the stretch, and they've been performing really well. Second half of the season, since December 28th, the Suns 34-18, they're top 10 in both offensive and defensive rating, won 7 of their last 10 games. So when they're healthy, playing together, they're a really good team. I feel bad for Minnesota because this, similar to the Lakers and Nuggets, this is a bad matchup for Minnesota. They can't beat the Suns. 3-0, Phoenix 3-0 against Minnesota this year. Minnesota didn't have an answer for Bradley Beal in that last meeting. The Mike Conley a matchup with Beal. I mean, Mike Conley's just a little too small. That Beal just kind of has his number. Anthony Edwards has only won 2 games against Phoenix in his entire 4-year career. So this was kind of a year where Minnesota was looking so good. One of those young teams that had a ton of potential, you know, top in the West for most of the season. And I think this could be an early round exit for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I would look at the Suns -1.5 for the series price. You get that round +135. Or if you wanted to go an exact series, I would take Suns 4-2. That's +310. I think that this is kind of not necessarily an easy series for Minnesota. I think Phoenix. I think Minnesota gets 1 or 2 games, but the Suns, they should get out of this series okay. So I would look at one of those 2 series prices.
You know, it's funny, for really a lot of the season, we've had conversations, at least on BetMGM Tonight, and it's like, okay, who can knock off the Nuggets? Well, maybe you try to find a way to justify the Timberwolves with matchups, or maybe the Thunder because they're, but it's just, it's never been a conversation about the Suns at all. The Suns have just been in the shadows this entire season, yet they've got 3 future Hall of Famers on that roster, but they've underachieved this entire season. So let's say they do move on. They beat Minnesota. What is the ceiling for this Suns team?
That's a good question, Nick. I don't think it's particularly high. Yeah. I don't think that they would beat the Nuggets. Yeah, it a lot too. Like, can these three, the big three, stay healthy throughout an entire postseason, especially if they get a couple series that go 6-7 games? Like, you have to imagine they're just deteriorating. So I would say the ceiling for them is maybe getting to the Western Conference Finals. I don't see them getting out of that. But again, they'd have to go through Denver, and that's going to be a tough matchup. So I guess, I mean, I'm going to backtrack a little. The ceiling is a second round matchup against the Nuggets, yeah, and then they're bounced. I don't see them getting past Denver with even with three Hall of Famers. We're talking about health. The Denver Nuggets are a much, much deeper team. That's going to come into play here too. So ceiling's not very high for Phoenix.
Yeah.
A round one win against Minnesota, and then that's about it.
Then bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kate, before we let you go, we got about 3 minutes here. I'm just curious, and we're not going to hold you to this, but how you think the East will play out, because it's just so top-heavy compared to the West with the Celtics on top as the easy minus money favorite. But then you've got some teams like the Sixers who are interesting because they're one of those lower seeds with Joel Embiid back, and then the Heat are right there, and maybe they make it in too despite the results of tonight's play-in game. Is it just the Celtics and everyone else, or can you make a strong case for someone outside of Boston?
It's pretty much Celtics and everyone else. The only two teams I think could give the Celtics a little bit of trouble are the 76ers. Maybe the 76ers are kind of the Heat of last year. You know, they start in the play-in, they make it all the way to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Heat made it to the finals last year. Or the New York Knicks. Sixers and Knicks, if the Sixers win tonight, they'll play each other in the first round. So that knocks out one of those teams. I just don't think that the Celtics' path to the Eastern Conference Finals is so easy compared to the bottom half of the bracket, where those teams are likely going to be playing 6-7 game series. So you get to the conference finals and the teams on the bottom half of the bracket, they're going to be gassed by that time. And if the Sixers are a team I think could give the Celtics some trouble, you better hope Joel Embiid can make it through those grueling potentially seven game series. So I don't want to lay minus 175 with Boston. Not much value there. The team I would look at is Philadelphia at 8-1. But again, I mean, that's just kind of like a fun little sprinkle on them. I'm not overly confident that any team is going to get past Boston in the East.
I'm really disappointed. You didn't put the Bulls in that sentence at all. I just thought the Bulls were going to get more love from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
man. That's sad.
Hey, so the Bulls get a little love from me tonight. I like the Bulls tonight. Mick, I heard you in the previous segment talking about Atlanta's three-point shooting. Great. Chicago's bad at defending the three-point line, but Chicago's had success against Trae Young throughout this series. The one game that Chicago lost to Atlanta, Trae Young wasn't playing. So I actually like the fact that Young is back in, although I don't have tons of confidence in the Bulls tonight. So I'm going to do a little money line parlay. Chicago to win, Philly to win. You get plus 144. Decent odds. That's how I'm playing these two playing games tonight.
Trae Young, 29% shooting this season against the Bulls. They've locked him down.
He's going to score 30 and take 68 shots.
That's exactly 68, Jenks. That's what he's doing tonight.
She is host of The Better Angle. Check it out each Saturday from 4 to 7 in the East, and follow her on Instagram and X. She is Kate Constable. Kate, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Kate.
Oh, I like that plus money. Even though I really... really, really don't want to bet on this
Hawks game. Bulls feels like one of those bet and forget games. You know, you have those where you maybe want a little action, but you don't really want to sit and suffer through what could be really ugly.
Send me to get
watch. It's going to end up being the best game out of all the play-in games.
Coming up next on
triple
the show.
Overtime. And
for more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.